The Big Lead. Your tax dollars at work.
This story came down while I was on the air yesterday, and it was the first I had heard about it. So I said I would wait until today to give you some thoughts. But the city of Seattle, remember a few years ago when they bought these super toilets? They were self-cleaning toilets that, if you were listening to my show, I told you it was going to be an absolute disaster because San Francisco had done these super toilets. And they're pods. They were $5 million. And you go in, and then when you leave, like a steam mist comes down and cleans it. But I talked on the show to people in San Francisco who told me what an absolute financial disaster the super toilets were because they became little pods for prostitution and drug deals. People would go in there and exchange either drugs for cash or sex. And after I talked to the people in San Francisco, I warned our civic leaders that it would be a fiscal disaster. What does Seattle do? They buy a bunch of super toilets and they put them out. And what happens? They were a disaster. And we lost tens of millions of dollars. They ended up putting them on eBay and sold them for pennies on the dollar. Well, now we find out that Seattle is going for a number two with the toilets. Seattle Parks is going to spend $550,000 to put a public toilet in Ballard Commons Park. Now, I mentioned this on the fly yesterday as I found out for the number one time about this issue. But they already own the land. You can build a 2,500-square-foot house with a stainless steel appliances in the kitchen, nice finishes, three bathrooms. You can build it for $200 a square foot, $500,000. But for a single toilet in Ballard Commons Park, that alone is going to cost $550,000. They say that these are not going to be like the disastrous super toilets of 2003, which were plagued by drugs and prostitution. They said this permanent public toilet is needed for health reasons. They said the city has to install it, and it's going to have a sleek design using heavy-duty stainless steel with an anti-graffiti finish. It'll have unique louvres, lighting, and an outside hand wash to move people along and prevent crime. $550,000. And a lot of people say, well, this is going to have the same problems as the super toilet in Pioneer Square. There's going to be security issues, there'll be drug deals, there'll be prostitution. It's going to be a disaster. So I'll make the same prediction about toilet number two that I made about number one. And yes, I am poo-pooing the whole idea.